You know, legalism is your worst enemy, but also antinomianism is your enemy as well. And so there's two extremes to everything. There's always an extreme, right? Legalism, and I'm pretty sure it's called antinomianism. So legalism, which is a law, and just do whatever, is the other extreme. Both of them are your enemy. And so how do you reconcile it? How do you reconcile those two? See, here's the problem. People don't really think deep enough to reconcile those two. It's grace of God. It's faith alone. It's under the blood. It's Jesus alone who saves. But God doesn't want you just to be willy-nilly and just do whatever. He scourges every son he receives. That's why he scourges every son, to bring you back to normal, back to equilibrium, back to oneness, unity, wholeness. And wholeness is not the other extreme, which is legalism. When God saves you out of your sinful state, he turns you into a saint. And so the sanctification process is real, and God is doing the work. God does the justification, the glorification, and the sanctification process. Justified, sanctified, glorified. He does the sanctification process through this repeat training program that we're in, through his word and through the daily stuff. See, God can test you with the same stuff over and over till you pass the test. You know, he'll send the same kind of people. You know, you can change, you can run, you can run all you want, you can change jobs, change cities, change, you can run, but he'll send the same test to test your heart. Now, how do you reconcile both of them? Well, the only way is walking in the Spirit. And most people don't know what that means. Walking in the Spirit is not rule-based living. And it's not just willy-nilly do whatever you want. Walking in the Spirit is walking in love and truth. So everything out of your mouth should be love and truth. Everything out of your mouth should be grace and truth. Everything out of your walk should be love and truth, grace and truth. Every financial transaction, every thought should be love and truth. Because see, love and truth is way above legalism. Love and truth, which is walking in the Spirit, agape love, and the Bible truth, the absolute truth from God, not your truth, but God's truth. And so how is agape love and truth above legalism? How is agape love and truth above antinomianism? How is it above those two extremes? Because it's really easy. But people go to the extremes. It's really easy. It's so easy, it's not even funny. And it goes back to the royal law. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. But sometimes you're not healthy, and you're not thinking right, so you might do to others bad. So let's take it one step further. Not only do you do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, but you go above that. What would Jesus do? Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Because if you just do unto others what you want them to do unto you, you might do to others. Your heart, the Bible says your heart is deceitfully wicked and corrupt. Who can know it? And so you might think it's okay to cross some kind of boundary or this, that, and the other. You don't really know your heart. God does. So you have to renew your mind. And any situation where there's like an offense, you have to go back to the Word. You have to be introspective. And you have to just stand on the absolute truth. It's not about touch not, taste not, handle not. Like, I can't eat. They'll say, well, you can't eat bacon or sausage. Or you can't have a sip of alcohol or whatever. It's not about role-based living. This is a great example of what walking in the Spirit is. Let's say somebody says, well, you better not drink, with their hand on the table or their stick pointing at you or their finger pointing at you. Well, that's legalism. And then somebody else will say, yeah, you're saved, just drink all you, go get a 12-pack, go get drunk. That's antinomianism. What would be the spirit walk concept in that? Well, you know that alcohol is not good for you. It turns to sugar and it gives you cirrhosis of the liver. So if alcohol is bad for you and you do stuff that you shouldn't do when you're drunk, the Bible makes it clear of that, and you know it by experience or watching people. So when you get drunk, you say and do things you know you shouldn't do. Proverbs tells you not to even look at the wine while it's in the cup, red in the cup. So antinomianism say, just go get drunk, you're saved. That's wrong, because you'll end up not only destroying yourself, but driving drunk, doing whatever, hurting somebody else. It's not love. The other extreme that says, you better not drink anything, any alcohol. Well, that's legalism. And what happens if you need, you know, the Bible talks about give strong drink to those that are perishing. The Bible talks about medicine. Timothy, drink a little bit of wine for your stomach's sake. See, legalism would say no alcohol. Antinomianism would say go get drunk. Neither one of them's right. You do what's the balance. What's healthy, what's whole, what's holographically complete from the whole picture, the whole pie. You have the mind of Christ. If you read 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John, you'll find out that it's faith alone. Who is he that overcomes the world? He that believes on Jesus. Your faith. How do you overcome? You overcome by faith. Now, once you overcome, does that mean you just do whatever? No. You have a responsibility that you're as you grow in knowledge and truth, you know what you should do and shouldn't do, and you should be able to tame yourself. It's like you would tame a lion or tame a dog or tame an animal. You should be able to tame yourself, because you should be in control of yourself. Just because an emotion kicks in don't mean you have to respond to that emotion. An emotion is not even truth. It's just up and down. Truth is eternal. And so if you want to really walk in the Spirit, you have to renew your mind. You have to not be in legalism. You have to not be in antinomianism, because both of them are contrary. There has to be the middle ground. There has to be the balance. There has to be what's healthy. Your health is your wealth. Your health is your wealth. Your health is your wealth. The word health means whole. The word whole means holy. Holy, holy, holy. The word holy means the whole pie. Body, soul, spirit. What did Paul say, 1 Thessalonians 5? I pray that your body, soul, and spirit. So in order to be whole, physically, mentally, intellectually, spiritually, you have to renew, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So when the mind is renewed, the behavior follows, the doctrine follows. And so when somebody comes up into your world who's a legalist, you don't give them 1 minute. You don't give them 1 hour. In Galatians, Paul said that we didn't even give them 1 hour. We kicked them out. So when an antinomianism person comes in, an antinomianist, who says, just do whatever, you don't give them 1 minute. You don't give them 1 hour. If they say, well, it's faith alone, in Jesus alone, I'm free to do anything. You're free to walk in the Spirit. You're free to walk in love. You're free to walk in truth. You're not free to walk in the flesh. You can, but you're going to get a scourging. You're free to walk in the Spirit mind, which is what? The mind of Christ. Do what's truth. Do what's love. Agape love. Do what's true. And if it's true, it's righteous. If it's lies, if you do what's a lie, it's unrighteous. Truth means righteous. Tree, true, faithful, faith, full of faith, righteousness, upright, stand like the tree, upright, doing what's good, what's right. And if you have to cut people out, you have to cut them out. Every time I try to go back to talk to somebody from the past, they're still the same. They don't grow. It's sad. It's really sad. They're still in legalism or antinomianism, or they're still in bitterness or unforgiveness, or they still have their affections set below and not above. They're still in the cycle repeat. They're still in the drama, the Draco Moss system. They're still stuck in the cycle round the mountain, round the mountain. They're still stuck in the he said, she said, the gossip, the backbiting, the defamation, the comparing themselves with one another to the hilt, you know, because they want to build themselves up. They're just stuck in the repeat. That's the flesh mind. If you're saved, you got to leave the flesh mind and you got to step into the spirit mind. And if you don't know how to do it, then what's the answer? I'm telling you, you got to do it. You got to move from the flesh mind to the spirit mind, but you don't understand. You don't know how. Well, how? I'm going to tell you how. Ask God, knock, seek, beg. There is a spirit mind. You're born in the flesh mind. There is a spirit mind. God will have to reveal it to you. If you're saved, you have the spirit mind, but if you're still walking in the flesh mind and you truly are born again, but you're still walking in the flesh mind, it's because you're not exercising it. You have to exercise it. Just like you exercise your muscles, you do some push-ups, do some sit-ups, you got to exercise the spirit mind. You got to cut the noise off, the peripheral. The world, the flesh, and the prior life is noise. Their music, their media, their TV, it's all noise. That's all the flesh mind. It has nothing to do with the spirit mind. Because think about it. As long as you're listening to other people put thoughts in your mind that are not saved or worldly wisdom, then those thoughts are going against your spirit mind. You're being bombarded with the flesh mind. And so how are you going to walk in the spirit mind if you're being bombarded by the world system, the flesh mind? How are you going to walk in the spirit mind? You can't. So what are you going to have to do? You're probably going to have to, for a while, you're going to have to isolate yourself. You're going to have to cut the music off, the TV off, the noise off. You might have to cut bloodline for a while. And if you do cut them off for a couple of years, when you talk, you go back, you're a different person. You really won't even be able to talk to them. You really just won't be able to do it. They're not growing. They're stagnated. The water has to flow for you to drink it. The spirit, the unction of the spirit has to flow for you to grow. You can't drink water if it's stagnated. You can't grow if your spirit mind is stagnated. You don't have to record messages like this. You can just record it on your own. You don't have to upload it. But if you speak the truth, it flows. The discourse out of your mouth that's lined up with truth is going to flow and make you more of a spirit walker. You already are seated in the heavenlies. You're already a spirit walker, but the problem is because you're rubbing shoulders with so many flesh creatures that it pulls you out of the spirit walk. But that's part of the process. So you got to ask yourself, so when you rub shoulders with somebody who tries to pull you back into the flesh mind, you have to memorize the verses, renew your mind, come up with answers to respond, how to get away from them. If you can't get away from them, come up with some great responses that shut them down. There's a way to win, and it's renewing your mind, because once you become a new creature, you don't even respond like they do anymore. You're not the same person. What upsets them don't upset you. because they're so caught up in the world. What they're afraid of, you're not afraid of, because they're in just the cycle repeat. If you don't know what the spirit mind is, and you're saved, you already have it. So what it comes down to is you have to crucify the flesh. You have to die to your own understanding and walk in the mind of Christ. Compare everything with His mind.